All right, from the studio, hey, this is your host, Jesse, and this is Space Coast Eats, the delicious podcast, and we are broadcasting live from right here in Melbourne, Florida, the 321, beautiful Space Coast, Brevard County, Florida. Once again, Space Coast Eats, we discuss food, wine, events here on the Space Coast. So get a cocktail, get a glass of wine, maybe a nice cold beer, any kind of refreshment. It's 5 o'clock on this beautiful Thursday. And what better way to just relax after a long day's work and come and party with myself, Darlene, everybody's in the house. Just got to get their camera feed going on up here. But we are live on Facebook. If you're just tuning in, welcome, welcome. We are going to, again, have a great show today. Got a great guest. And, of course, we are talking all of our favorite things. Cuisine, wine, and again, what's going on here on the beautiful Space Coast of Florida. So I'm just going to real quick play producer and see if I can't reconnect this camera feed. Bear with me. Because again, in the studio we have a guest as well as our great co-host, Darlene. There she is. Oh, we're live.
We're
Look
live.
At that. Hey. So now with the glitches behind us, Darlene, how are you? What's going on, girl?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Oh, well, you know, it's Space Coast Eats podcast.
Exactly.
We're
going
to talk all things delicious and yes. fun here on the Space Coast. Things are opening back up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been such a relief. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm really excited. People are talking about going back to work. People are talking about going out to eat again, having drinks with friends at bars. That was like we were in timeout for so long. Like we're actually like able to go to bars again. Gyms are open. It's like,
yeah, the gym thing kind of. I'm not sure about that one, personally.
What are you sure about?
I don't know. Gyms are gross on a good day.
Okay, so
I don't know. On an average day.
So you know how many people at the gym get sick every year?
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about that. I just picture everywhere
compared to people who live in sterile environments.
Yeah, no.
Gyms will keep you and your immune system on target all the time. So if you want to build up immunity, go to a gym. Get into public spaces. Go to, you know, get around other people. We're finding that, you know, Brevard, we've been blessed. You know, we're still, you know.
We have been blessed. You know, absolutely.
We just entered double figures of actually, you know, deaths, you know, compromised individuals. You know, bless their souls. But out of what we're seeing statewide, countrywide, worldwide, our little area has been just, you know, touched by the grace of God. So thank you so much. Keep your prayers up because I think it's working. I think, you know, we're going to get out of this without a whole lot, you know.
Absolutely.
If you were to look at, you know, some other stats of you know, things that have happened to people, I think the COVID is probably all the way down on the bottom of the list, you know, compared to other ailments and other things that people succumb to. So anyway, get off that point because that's just morbid. But we want to get started with, again, our guest. But first, Darlene, in the last week.
Yeah.
Anything exciting happen? Anything you want to share with our listeners, our viewers here on Facebook?
No, I mean, you know, we've just been getting out and about a lot more than we have in the past, and a lot of it's just been enjoying nature. I will be honest, my retail therapy has kicked up a notch or two.
I'm guilty too.
I like to shop a little bit, and it's been more of a little bit of an in and out kind of thing. So, but this is a new top, FYI. But for anybody who would like to know, Target's got some cute stuff. But so a little bit of retail therapy has been popping up here and there.
Did you get anything for the kitchen? Any new spices or anything fun like that?
For the kitchen? No.
Yeah.
I did get, so I haven't tried it yet, but Green Turtle has this. So I like some like different kinds of butter that you might want to put on like some steaks or some different kinds. So they have like a truffle Parmesan type of butter kind of thing.
That's like a stick or like a tub?
It's a tub. They make it fresh.
Like a whipped butter.
Yeah, but it's hard. Yeah, they make it and then stick it in the tub. So it was soft at one point.
Right.
But so it's real butter.
Sure.
But I need to kind of check it out. But it looks like it could be absolutely amazing, but I haven't done anything with it yet.
Yeah, you add anything, you know, truffle to anything, really. Yeah. I mean, if they made a truffle popsicle or lollipop, I'd probably enjoy that too.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
Just, it's really delicious, and I see it more and more, and I'm just like, you know, most people are using white truffle. The black truffle's, you know, the little bit more of an expense, so not too many chefs are willing to. Now, what is it? You've probably been shopping.
We
Chef
use white
Dave.
Truffle. And yeah. Jesse, honestly, where have you been, man? You got to come by and have some of our Parmesan fries with truffle.
Those are ridiculous.
We're gonna dive into that real quick. Get the black truffles. I think it's only $100 an ounce now. It competes with, like, caviar.
Yeah.
Like, when you find, like, some really, like, luxurious ingredients. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm glad the white truffle oil, you like, we see that a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's becoming more mainstream, and but yeah, you know, even when I was serving food, over 10 years ago, you know, it was just kind of getting into the chef's vernacular. You know, people were using it more and more. You know, it started becoming a thing. So, 15 years later, just about, you know, I don't think there's a menu without it. You know, that's competing. You know, anybody that's offering some kind of modern cuisine, I think has it included in the recipes one way or another. So
yeah,
it's exciting. It's exciting. But yeah, green turtle. What else did you get there?
Well, I got some just regular run of the mill groceries, and I always like getting stuff from, like, their, you know, some of their baked goods kind of thing. Empanadas, those are good to get. I'll get those just to throw. I like stuff that I don't have to cook. I like to heat. I get the grab and goes.
I do the same thing. I'm not a baker, so I have to buy cookies and brownies and stuff like that. I'm kind of scared of, like, some other, like, like shellfish, like like shrimp and scale fish all day long.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, you know, clams, I mean, you know, or, you know, if they don't open, you know, you have to throw them away or whatever. I don't like that risk. Yeah. I just want to, you did it right the first time.
Right.
I'll just buy from you.
Right.
And, you know, because I'm, again, not everybody's comfortable with different things. Again, I don't have an ounce of baking powder or white flour to bake with. Like, I would I just don't. I do other things. I grill. I love to saute my food. Mm-hmm. I do some broiling and some baking. But as far as, like, you know, the pastries, I buy those baked goods.
See, and I'll bake all day long.
You would?
Oh yeah, I used to love to bake. I used to love to bake when my daughter would eat it, and then this is going to sound bad. She would eat it. My son wouldn't. And then when she went to college, he wouldn't eat it. And then I was left with it. And I'd look at it and go, oh my gosh, I cannot eat a dozen cupcakes by myself.
Right.
I have nobody to help me. Because she would have her girlfriends and, you know, the kids would come over. And then my son would look at it and go, I'm not into that. And it would not be good for me. So, yeah.
Well, we did some shopping in my household. Let's see. I got some throw rugs. I got an outdoor mat. Yeah. Exciting.
Yeah.
Dell's Outlet.
$5,
you know.
Yeah,
but
there you go.
But again, it lives outside and you step on it. Like, who's going to pay, you know, if you pay more than $20 for something that you step on and lives outside, it's kind of silly. Unless, of course, if it's commercial and it's got your logo on it, you know, and you know, then you would spend, you know, that much more money.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dell's Outlet for all those household items that... Yeah, you know, they're new, but you're not paying full retail, and you know, it's one of those things. So yeah, I'm always looking for, like, and in my old age, I really like get the geeky kitchen stuff. Like, I just got a thermometer.
Oh wow!
For, like, roast and stuff, you know, for because, you know, the slow cooker is one thing.
What, did you just stick your finger in it and?
No. I would cut. You know, check the temperature based on, you know, how much juice is there, how much redness is in there.
And stick it back in and out, cut, recut.
Yeah. I would butcher the meat instead of just
putting
a thermometer in. So I got this oven-friendly one that, you know, it won't melt. You know, you just stick it in there, and it's got a big old dial, so, you know, you can't miss, you know.
Right.
And it's even got, like, the little icons, like, you know, turkey and poultry and other things. And, like, you know, down at the cooler temps, you know, you have your steak temps, you know, mid-rare and things like that, you know. Because when you cook fish, you really don't want to overcook fish. It's horrible.
Right.
White meat, you know, chicken, you know.
You don't want to undercook that.
A dry chicken breast is horrible, one of the worst things you could do. So those are things I kind of stay away from because it's not as easy. You know, I mean, I could have a steak on a grill, check the temperature, you know, just kind of cut it, eat that piece, like, okay, you know, still a little bit more to go, eat that piece, you know, I just keep cutting it.
And then by dinner time, there's no food left.
That's right. Don't take cooking advice from somebody that's not a chef.
And, no.
You know, so no. The way I do it, you know, bachelorhood, it's just been survival, you know.
Yeah.
But now that I'm married, I like to impress the wife.
With your takeout?
No, not with my takeout. What we've been doing, I made some videos as well. We do this thing called moink, moo and oink, like the cow and pork or pig, you know, reference. So it's called moink. You go look at it. Moink.com, I think, or get moink, I think is the.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a protein delivery. So from local farmers, because once I started reading about how like the FDA is not doing any of the labeling.
Okay.
From China. So you have to be very careful. If it says raised in USA, that doesn't mean it's been processed in USA. Most likely that meat has gone overseas, processed where there's no regulations in China,
okay.
Packaged, shipped back over to us. And so they're removing all of the countries from origin on packaging. FDA's lifted the requirement. So now you have no idea where your meat's going or coming from. Anyway, that bothers me.
Yes.
I chose to get moink. Comes from sustainable farmers, small family farmers. So I get the pork, I get chicken, you could choose from lamb. I get salmon from a fisherman out in Alaska. You know, it's a sockeye and it comes in like, you know, big fillets and small little portions. Anyway, I've been cooking a bunch of salmon, all kinds of different protein with this, you know, because we had no choice. So it saves a lot of money too.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I mean, and there's so many things coming out like that, like a butcher box, and you know, but it's all food delivery,
right.
Where you can build it yourself or just reheat it. I was watching Disney Channel today, babysitting, don't ask, and I kept on seeing this recurring commercial called Freshly. It's like ready to eat meals, but like they look good. It's not like a Weight Watchers, like you know, where you're punishing yourself.
Right.
These actually look like really good. Dinners, but
you make them. Yeah,
you reheat them.
Are they already made or they're kits?
No, they look ready to make.
They're ready to make. Yeah. Okay, because I've ordered from different places and I can't remember which. I think I've actually ordered from there, but I can't.
See,
remember.
The delivery meal kits are cool too.
Right.
So I think there's something for everybody with some of these home delivery things.
Right.
And what we learned is, you know, they do exist. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully we don't have to be forced to a lockdown again. You know, and not have to punish ourselves and eat what we're comfortable with cooking. Mm-hmm. So I had to learn some recipes because I can't make hamburgers every day. I mean, I'm comfortable with hamburgers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we can't eat them every day for every meal.
No,
so
it's not healthy.
I got the butcher box. It comes in. I got flank steaks, kebabs, beef. I got a nice like bone-in Delmonico. They call it a French ribeye.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, they have all kinds of different things that you choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been learning how to make different things. I never made a pot roast before, but they sent me a big old like 4-pound chuck or something, like big
right.
piece of meat. I had no idea what. I had to look it up.
Did you do it in the crock pot or did you do it on the stove?
Crock pot, that thing.
You got to do it on the crock pot for sure.
I had to get beef broth. I had to get rosemary's.
Oh my
twigs.
God.
I had to, like,
you
I had
got
to,
rosemary twigs.
I had to get like some real ingredients.
I'm just glad that he gave us an explanation to what that was.
Right,
I had bad visions of my head of
moink.
Who's making these.
Yeah.
There
that's
you
so
go.
Funny.
Yeah. Sounds before we eat or something.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Enough of that. Let's move on to our guest because we have, we're thrilled to have this gentleman.
Absolutely.
Most recently, and we're going to learn about your experience after the break when we come back and do your segment, your very cool segment. So we're going to learn about what you had recently with our guest. But why don't you introduce the guest because you've been to the restaurant. You've seen the concept. So introduce us. Give us your first impressions of what you found.
Yeah, so I kind of always give like a little synopsis on how I kind of, you know, ran into our guests or how – I don't want to say the word procured. That kind of sounds odd.
She's a procurer.
I know, right? But how I kind of happened upon having you on the show or kind of thinking how amazing it would be to have you here. But I was actually just in downtown Melbourne, and your restaurant is probably one of the cutest restaurants. It's like a craftsman style is kind of how I would categorize it. It's your landscaping is beautiful. It's just a place that I looked at and I was like, you have hanging plants that are beautiful. Your little flowers are amazing. And I just think this is a place I could go with my girlfriends or on a date or with friends or and just spend time. And so you were outside watering. It was right in the beginning of phase one, and I didn't know if you were open or not. So I just wanted to go see what you were all about because I hadn't been there before, and you and I chatted for a long time. And you had such an amazing story of kind of how you came here and what your restaurant was about and the food that you served and where you got your items, your food from, where it wasn't necessarily locally, but how fresh it was. And just your story was really great. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I would love to have you on so you could share this with everyone that listens to our podcast because it really is – it's interesting. And I would love for more people to kind of experience the ambiance that I did with your location and just outside. So that I thought you would be great. So, everyone, this is David Harkness. He is the chef and the owner of Grey Bellies, which is a cafe in downtown Melbourne. And it is open for lunch and breakfast, and David's going to be here telling you a lot more about his location and what he serves and how he kind of came to Melbourne because he's not a local native.
And I saw some of the pictures and the decor. It's got like surfboards and all kinds of things.
Super cute.
So welcome to the show, David.
Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, tell us about why Brevard and why breakfast and lunch menu and the concept that you're trying to create.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, thank you for having us.
Yeah.
And your critique of our property and our business concept is spot on and mm-hmm. really appreciate your kind words.
Yeah.
We took over a property in downtown Melbourne, and we spent about 120 days of just redoing everything. Mm-hmm. And our concept, we've always been surrounded by water. We came from the beach. Beaches of Delaware, definitely not the same.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main reasons we came to Florida was first and foremost family. And then to really slow down, to get out of that crazy life. The northern life is extremely fast and it slows down for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, life is too short. And after 30 years of hospitality, it was time just to really try and find that balance between family and work. We elected to go with breakfast and lunch. It gives us the best opportunity to still have a day left. A lot of teenagers at home, mm-hmm. you know. And, you know, I just did things wrong for so many years of my life. And, you know, you learn by your mistakes. And this was definitely the way to go to try and get on that healthier path. So, you know, it was a labor of love and my family, my wife and my son, really pitched in to help, Grey Bellies come to what it is now. And even, my daughter, came down from Delaware, mm-hmm. To help put furniture together. And so it's truly a family, environment. We're also very privileged and honored to have my sister and her husband as part of our organization. He's
right.
probably, in my opinion, he's the top sommelier from the Mississippi line to here. Mm. My sister and my brother-in-law have been involved in the wine industry from California.
Mm.
My sister still works in the wine industry, but here from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So just the opportunity to come to Florida, to be around family, to be in this beautiful environment, I just couldn't say no. And after mm-hmm. all, your license plate says everything, right? Endless summer.
That's right.
Exactly.
How can you go wrong with that, you know?
So when did you guys move down here? And then when did Grey Bellies open?
We purchased it in April of last year. We came down in June, got the kids enrolled in high school.
Mm-hmm.
We started in January. Our first day, I think, was the 7th. So about, like I said, about 120 days of remodeling and trying to get our concept out.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I really can't thank my family enough. They were beside me every step of the way.
That's amazing.
From redoing floors to painting to the landscaping to building the sign. And we had a local artist do our sign out of stained glass. Shout out to Jokita. Love you.
There you go.
So, you know, it was just a whole family event. And, you know, to look back at our accomplishment, it says a lot more about who we are.
Mm.
You know, you guys were talking about, you know, the quarantine and the whole bit. You know, it's kind of bittersweet. You know, yeah, we needed to get open. We needed to get the wheels turning again. You know, we obviously can't live taking zeros like the rest of America. But I can honestly tell you that with teenagers and even my son, who's, you know, in his 20s, who came down for me and, you know, to help us get open and, you know, fell in love with Florida. But that time that we had, those 2 months, you know, on a positive note, I never would have gotten that time.
Right.
So, you know, I consider myself very spoiled that, you know, these teenagers were sequestered with the old people,
right.
You know. And so, you know, those memories, you know, we'll never be able to get any other way. And mm-hmm. You can't put a price on that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of bittersweet to see those days go, but it's also very exciting. I mean, I get to go to work with my wife and 2 sons,
mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, how do you beat that? And so we've just had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
The people that we've met downtown and in Florida, it just couldn't be a more friendly, hospitable, carefree, beach-going atmosphere, and just so grateful for the opportunity that everyone has given us to be their little hideaway, you know, in downtown. So very excited about that.
That's great. That's great that you had such a warm welcoming. And downtown is really a very warm welcoming area. You know, I think everyone is really rooting for downtown to really grow and be a very prosperous area as the area changes significantly. Even since I've been in Brevard over the last couple of years, I've seen it grow and really grow in a positive direction with some really great shops, some really great restaurants. It's just been something that, you know, it's great to kind of watch and see progress.
I have to agree. A shout out to the entire New Haven Avenue because, mm-hmm. you know, during those 120 days of remodeling and trying to develop our concept, all the shops along the street stopped in to visit. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times I've had coffee at the Sun Shop, the boutique right next to us, you know, kept an eye on our property when we weren't there. And, you know, just all the business owners there. It's not about just you. It's about everybody.
Yeah.
And every business owner down there is concerned about their neighbor.
Right.
So to me, that atmosphere is just really, really hard to come by. And mm-hmm. for those folks to have reached out to us and to, you know, to genuinely have friends
mm-hmm.
That are business owners, we're not in competition. We're there together to provide a product to the guest coming into downtown. And it's just been a lot of fun, really.
So well, I have a couple of questions.
Yeah.
First of all, what is a gray belly?
That's an excellent question.
Well, okay, so here's the thing.
Yes, please.
All right, so I'll give you the literal meaning, and then we'll talk about the physical attributes.
Sure.
Okay, so the literal meaning is it's a surfing term
mm-hmm.
that is exactly what it is. It's a gray-haired, pot-bellied old-timer who still hasn't given up the board.
I've been surfing all my life. I've never heard that.
Yep, gray belly.
I love it.
You know, and then the joke was, you know, I definitely had the gray. and about 4 months ago, I had the belly. You know, my son and I have really taken the inspiration from my wife and really started to think about how we eat and what we eat. And I've lost 50 pounds and my son's lost about 100. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Pounds.
Congratulations.
You know, so
that's like a whole person.
It is a whole person.
So, I used to say that's a Backstreet Boy.
Yeah. We were actually joking that we might actually have to change the name from Gray Belly to something else. But no, never happened.
Gray Six Pack.
No, never happened. Won't have one of them.
That's funny.
You know, but well, it's a surfing term.
We put that. Speaking of which, I was out surfing and that's why I was late today for getting to the studio. So that's why you were waiting because The swell is up, so if you're listening in real time, paddle out tomorrow. Space Coast is gonna
that's
be firing.
It. That's
yeah.
it.
So yeah, because I wasn't sure. I it could have been like a crab variety or a clam. You know, they New England has all kinds
I
of names
no
for all kind. You know,
yeah,
little necks and this and that. Like nothing's a. It's like there's no such thing as a small clam. It's always everything's got like a you know nomenclature and you know different terms. So that's very cool. So you give a little bit of a little nod, you know, to the surfing community.
Oh, absolutely. We've been surrounded by waves our entire life.
Yeah.
You know, my son was probably in diapers his first time, you know, hand to the sand, to the mouth.
Right.
You know, and it's just been part of our life the whole time. And that's where Embrace the Lull Cafe came from. Because, Jess, if there are no waves, come embrace the quiet with us. And we'll get you fed and, you know, have some laughs and experience some good music, good wine, good times.
I love that. In downtown, you know, people, well, except if you're shopping retail. And downtown is very eclectic. Okay, I think we all agree, like, there's something for everybody. And then some things that you'd never knew existed. Like, there's all kinds of knick-knack shops and stuff like that. But besides, like, Sue Ann's and maybe, like, La Crepe and a couple other places, there's really no kind of breakfast vibe down there. Like, there's no reason to go there at, like, 7 a.m. And, you know, like, it's quiet. It's before retail opens, you know. So to go down there and get a coffee, like, again, you have, like, two options. So I think it's a great addition to downtown. So it could become more of a 24-hour kind of place. Well, it's not going to be, you know, 24 hours. But you see what I'm saying. You know,
I do.
I mean,
I do.
If bars close at 2 and then you serve your first cup of coffee at 6, you know, we're 4 hours away from being, like, you know, a day, you know, a full day's rotation of activity. But also another thing, and I'll let you jump in, Darlene, it's a great time. Because the skyline is changing in Melbourne. You guys mentioned, you know, some of the big changes. But you're going to get a, like, 150-room hotel, which is supposed to be completed by the fall, I believe. Then the apartments are about to start renting out, you know, and that's another, I think, 300 or so families are going to be in there.
Are those condos or apartments?
Apartment condos.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're not, I don't think they're ownership, but it's more than just, like, an apartment, you know. I mean, they really have all kinds of really cool amenities and stuff like that. So, you know, so anyway, we're going to get an influx of population, you know, which I think is going to just really help generate the need for having a breakfast place, because now you're going to have, you know, people not just surrounding the downtown area, the neighborhood, but now you're going to have people right there on New Haven. They're going to come down the lobby. They're going to come right there on, and they're going to walk. You know, they need places to walk, you know, destinations that they can frequent. And I think that's just a really good thing. You know, I think we need to be a little more well-rounded. And listen, you know, I think there's plenty of traffic to share. Like, you know, that downtown has always been known for a hot lunch spot. I mean, I can't tell you how many business meetings I've had down there, from you know, from Meg's to Off the Tracks. I mean, you name it, everything in between, Crush 11. So there's something, I think, just now every time of the day, which I think is so cool.
Yeah, and his restaurant has a lot of outdoor seating.
Yeah,
and it's all shaded. It's really pretty. It's all natural. You know, garden, he's done a lot of work with that, which I think is going to be a huge benefit. What I did want to ask is, what are your hours for your daytime?
Well, currently right now, we are Wednesday through Saturday, beginning at 9 and ending at 3.
Okay.
Oh, 9 to 3 breakfast. Okay.
Yeah. Now, those hours are up in the air. You know, as we figure out exactly the direction that we believe is safe and that we can progress to, it's always easier to add hours than to take hours away.
Right.
But, you know, Jesse brings up a really good point, and that is, you know, breakfast. We are not your traditional place. You know, we look at things through a different eye, I guess. And we wanted to provide something that was, you know, new and unique to the area, but maybe not to ourselves. So, you know, like, our breakfast is, you know, these great artisan crazy sandwiches, you know. I mean, if you want eggs over easy, we can certainly do that. But, you know, we really thrive in that creativity of, you know, how do you get as much on a bun in different ways as you can, and what are the unique profiles we can create. So,
right. And that's one thing I wanted you to talk about today, is your items that you have on your menu. They are a traditional item, and then I like to use the word elevated, because it's kind of a foodie food network.
Sure, no, elevated.
Yeah, it's a, you know.
We like to say average food done to the extreme.
There you go.
We push things.
That's
to,
better. Yeah, yeah.
That's a good mantra.
I like that better, because it sounds like I've been watching a lot of Food Network, but. Which I probably have. But yes, so it's like everything that you have is something traditional that almost everybody likes or you can find on a menu. And then you've taken it to the next level for sure. And you've done something really unique to it and different type of flavor profile. And it sounds amazing. And it definitely is. just from my experience, from what it, and I've just been there once. But everything that I look on the menu and I look at it and I go, I want to try that, I want to try that, I want to try that, I want to try that. So I definitely am going to be back trying some additional items for sure. But tell us about some of the items that you do have that are traditional that you've kind of kicked it up a notch.
Well, you know, I mean, we just came out with, you know, chicken and waffles. And, you know, you think to yourself, how many times has chicken and waffles been done? And right. So how are you going to do it? You know, we use a sweet chili Thai sauce. We use American cheese and Munster cheese. But the trick really for us is that pearl sugar Belgian waffle, you know.
Oh,
so,
baby.
You know, we're taking that chicken and we're, you know, we're getting it all grilled up.
Stop
we have
it.
Some secret spices we put on it. And then we put that on top of the Belgian waffle and then we're roasting that in the oven and then topping it with cheese. And just that that hint of heat with the pearl sugar and then mixed with the two kinds of cheeses, you know, it's just fun. It's fun food. And, you know, one of the things that we've done as far as menu creation is, you know, we're never too proud to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times, you know, like I said, I've been doing this, you know, 30 years and, you know, certain chefs will get into a rut where, well, no, I won't do that. No, I won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if somebody's got a great creation and a good idea, like, for instance, the Daniel Gray is a new sandwich. It's not my recipe. It's my son's recipe. And how do you argue with that?
Right.
Avocado, Fuji apple. It's a thyme, parsley, garlic, mayonnaise. You know, it's bacon, turkey, sourdough bread. I mean, I just don't know how you argue with that.
Oh, my gosh. I want that right
now.
So
just for the record, this is torture because I'm hungry.
I know.
And now I just want to eat my shirt. I'm just craving anything right now. My gosh.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Sandwich sounds amazing.
David's a poet.
No.
I think with the, well, just you describing ingredients, that just
yeah.
No, this it's listen, I'm a believer. I really want something to eat right now.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Absolutely amazing. So that would be, so your lunch and breakfast is available all the time, or do you
all the time?
Okay.
All the time. There's no designation between breakfast and lunch. Our menu is
so just one menu.
Yeah, just right. One menu. You know, we had talked about, you know, seafood earlier, and, you know, where we've come from, our roots. You know, Delaware is a very small state. It's surrounded by, you know, Delaware, Maryland, Baltimore, Virginia, Philadelphia, New York City, Washington D.C. You know, it's just this huge melting pot of flavor and seafood and influence. And one of the things that we really pride ourselves on are the seafood dishes that we do. And, you know, there's a lot of good dishes out there. Don't get me wrong. But I think you'd be hard pressed to find a true Baltimore style Maryland crab cake other than at Gray Belly's.
Yeah, so I did see some pictures on 321 Flavor today, Jesse. I don't know why you were out surfing the waves. You caught that on your cell phone. But I did see some pictures of your crab cake, and I was completely blown away. It looked amazing. No filler. It really looked like a genuine, just absolutely delightful, delicious dive in there, chow down crab cake.
Wow,
so
that's so good to hear. So good to hear.
I definitely have to add that to my list. It's just, I'm going to just be there every day. You're just going to have to save a spot for me, put reserved.
Well, don't hesitate to lead off with a Maryland crab dip. You know, we moved down here. We saw a lot of dip, but we saw a lot of smoked fish.
Okay.
And, you know, the one thing that we really wanted to do was make sure that what we did was different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just didn't want to be another one of those restaurants that, you know, you follow what's no. Listen, we're who we are. We're what we are. And we're just us.
Mm-hmm.
So that Maryland crab dip with flash fried pita chips with Parmesan cheese on top, you know, it's just the way to go. But
and that's a lump dip.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We use absolutely no fillers in anything that we do. Now, the Maryland crab dip, obviously cream cheese, obviously, and then other cheeses and spices. But our crab cakes, there's no filler. We use more crab meat as the binder.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about the ratio of the mix, whether it be, you know, the jumbo lump and claw is really where you're getting a lot of your flavor from.
Right.
So that claw intertwines and the cheese and that's what really binds it together. So it's
oh man,
it's good.
We're gonna have to come back and after the break and discuss more of this binding. Yeah. It sounds amazing. And thank you so much for the comments. We have a lot of fans here watching the live feed. And thank you so much for tuning into our Facebook stream. Diane, she's a big fan. Fabulous breakfast or lunch. It's a breakfast for lunch and lunch for breakfast kind of place.
I like that.
The last restaurant I went to before the lockdown, the first restaurant I will go to soon.
Yay!
Yay, Carolyn. And Diane once again chimes in. That Maryland crab dip is to die for. So, listen, we're going to take a short break here from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to do Darlene's segment and learn about what she's looked at and cooked up over the last couple days since our last broadcast. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
Space Coast Podcast, home of the greatest podcasts on the Space Coast. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor or having your own show, email us at spacecoastpodcast@hotmail.com.
Space Coast Podcast. Talk hard!
Hey, this is Trisha Schmalhofer, hostess of BAM, Badasses, Alchemists, and Mystics. This podcast is all about seeking knowledge, talking to experts, changing perspectives, channeling wisdom, and shifting consciousness. Listen as we invite a different badass guest each time from a variety of career fields who are living their purpose, spreading light, giving strength and hope, and changing lives every day. We stream live on Facebook, so like our page, interact with us, and watch the behind-the-scenes action. Find BAM, Badasses, Alchemists, and Mystics on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts under Space Coast Podcast Network. BAM!
Are you in the market for a new home? Perhaps you need to sell your old home and downsize or relocate. Hey there, my name is Jesse Hall with eXp Realty, and I offer professional real estate services right here on the Space Coast. Give me a call, 321-877-8737 for all of your real estate needs. Again, 321-877-8737 for all of your real estate needs. Buy, sell, invest with the best. Find out more at 321-buysellinvest.com.
Okay, folks, it's that time. This week's Eats with Darlene. And Darlene, I know you got some fun stories to share with us. I already looked at your pictures. It looks like a lot of fun. Take it away.
Hey, everyone. So, yeah, we I want to call this like Groundhog Weekend Part 2. Just, you know, when you go somewhere and you enjoy it and then you do it again the following weekend, we kind of did the same thing. So last week we hit up Frickett's and 4th Street Filling Station. Yeah, kind of did the same thing this past weekend. So we're going to talk about that again, but we got different things. So that's good. So Frickett's, and Jesse talked about this a little bit with their brunch. So we got there. We had some friends from Orlando that I hadn't seen forever. And actually, I saw her comment. So hi, Sadia, if you're still here. But so she came over with a friend of hers. So we kind of did a little double date over to Frickett's. And they were still doing their brunch, which was a buffet. And how they were doing the buffet, if anybody was interested, is it's not a self-serve buffet. It's you let them know what you would like, and they'll serve it to you. So our significant others chose the buffet. We ordered off the menu because we weren't that hungry. But everything that they got looked spectacular. It was all very fresh seafood. It was fresh oysters. it was crab legs. I think they were king crab legs, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if you've seen what they had on their menu, but and then they were making sushi to order, I believe, and fresh omelets. I think it's $25. It's a pretty good deal. And then they had a Bloody Mary bar that was pretty significant, per se, where you could add some skewers of shrimp and some different things, and actually have a picture of the Bloody Mary up on the screen if you have a visual, if you're watching live. And the shrimp were jumbo, and you could put some different things, olives. They had different options you could put in. This is just a really super simple one. Really good Bloody Mary, so it was really nice. Over at 4th Street Filling Station, so I've been seeing, I do watch Little Food Network on occasion. The thing with cauliflower, I am not a cauliflower person. It's not that I'm opposed to cauliflower. It just doesn't appeal to me. When I see cauliflower, I think, doesn't have a lot of flavor. It just doesn't sound really good. But everybody's eating it. It's just one of these things that everybody's doing something cool or unique with. And the 4th Street Filling Station had this fried cauliflower as an appetizer with some Asian spices or what have you, and it had some kick to it. So we decided to share one just to kind of give it a taste. It was really, really good.
It looks good.
I'm sure it wasn't super healthy, hence the fried, but it was really good. So we gave that a try over at 4th Street Filling Station. So it was awesome. It was pretty good. So... yeah, so that's kind of our so just to kind of recap this week, knowing that David was coming over here from Gray Bellies, I did go over meet with a girlfriend, and we chose two sandwiches and then cut them in half and split them evenly. So she wanted a breakfast sandwich, and we got a fairly basic sandwich. It was, I think it was called the Paris.
Yeah, it's Gouda, bacon, eggs.
Yeah. It with a croissant, it was absolutely delicious. And if you like bacon, score. And you like bacon crispy, which I personally do, it was perfect. It was absolutely delicious. And then I got something that was also recommended. I don't know the name of that sandwich. Do you recall? Because we were talking about this.
Did you get Strawberry Fields?
The Strawberry Fields. Oh, yes. Yes. The Strawberry Field Sandwich. So that was a grilled chicken on a croissant. And I do know what was on that. It has mint, strawberries, red onion, and greens.
And then there's kind of like, you know, a strawberry kind of chutney jam. It has a little bit of hot sauce, a little bit of tang, a little bit of sour to it to mix with the red onion. And
it's absolutely delicious. It's when you look at the combination, you think, so that's interesting, but I'm going to give it a try, which is what I kind of did, because the waiter recommended it. Come to find out, that was your son, and he was amazing. He was an excellent waiter. But, yes, so based on his recommendation, because if someone recommends it, I'll give it a try. Absolutely delicious. But one of the very biggest stars of both of our plates was the truffle parm fries.
You know, you guys were talking about truffle oil earlier, and I think it's really important to note that, you know, just like wine, there are no rules. Just because something was popular long ago doesn't necessarily mean that it should go away. So the Parmesan and truffle oil fries, they're good.
They're good.
So, you know, just like everything else, embrace them. They're addicting.
And they're the skinny ones.
Yes.
So that's what I like. Yeah, you called them matchsticks. They're the skinny ones. And I really like that because they're not the big and chunky. And I like the really skinny ones too. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the best of both worlds where, you know, if you're conscious about what you're eating, yet you still want to indulge, there's enough potato there to, you know, to keep you happy and not enough to make you feel guilty.
Absolutely. I absolutely love that. And I did want to notate that I was super excited, and Jesse and I talked about this a little bit right as we first started doing the podcast, right before everything started getting shut down. We had been able to go over to one of our neighbors located very close to the podcast studio, which was Open Mike's Coffee House. And I loved one of their coffees. It was really my first time having a coffee there. And he closed completely during the pandemic. And he is just now getting his doors open I think he did a little takeout for like the first week or so, but now he's, you can go in and you can order. He's expanded his hours, and now he has a small menu you can order from. His food is very good too, if you haven't tried it, but they have a latte there that I freaking love, and you have to try it. It's a peanut butter dark chocolate, and I got the ice this time, but before I've had the hot. So if you haven't tried that, all of his coffee I think is probably pretty good. I haven't heard anything bad, but that's just my personal fave.
You're gonna have to call it the Darlene.
What?
It's gonna become the Darlene soon. I know, like it's just one of the, as much as you talk about it, and Mike, you know, if you're listening, just call it the Darlene.
Well,
it really is.
I feel like every time I get on here, it was the peanut butter martini. I'm like going, I'm going to turn into the spokesman for like
Reese's.
The peanut butter, Reese's peanut butter jar or something. Yes. It's so weird because I didn't really realize I like, because I don't eat that much actual peanut butter, but I clearly like the flavor in other things.
Well, it's an age-old combination, like peanut butter and chocolate. Like, you can't go wrong over and over again. Just like, how many ways can you do it?
Yeah.
You know, have you seen the big Reese's cup with the Reese's pieces in it?
Oh, I could do that.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, so again, you can't overindulge with peanut butter and chocolate. You just
no, we actually do one, too. We do a French berry where you have the option between French toast to either use cream cheese or peanut butter.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah, personally, I'd just get both.
Now you're talking little swirl.
There you go. I like it.
That's a off menu recommendation there, you guys just heard, exclusive here.
You'll call that the Space Ghost podcast or Space Ghost Eats special.
I like that. Space Ghost Eats Toast.
There you go.
I love it.
Oh my
gosh. You know, and that wouldn't be a horrible homage, you know, if even if it was just like a special of the day. Like, we have the Space Coast Eats omelet or something. I don't know. That's not, you know, just to you at Gray Bellies, Dave. But anybody out there, you know, if you want to name something, maybe it's a coffee that we call the Darlene, or maybe it's, you know, the chicken waffles you want to call Jesse. Listen, I'm down with it. I'm down with it. You know, and chicken waffles, because I get this a lot.
Yeah.
Uncle Jesse from Dukes of Hazzard and Full House.
I was just going to say, like, I'm thinking Full House.
There's a lot of Uncle Jesse's out there, right?
Yeah.
But the Uncle Jesse from Dukes of Hazzard, well, see, that just sounds like a good country name to give a chicken and waffle dish to.
This is true.
That's the Uncle Jesse.
The Uncle Jesse.
I love it. Anyway, fun with ideas. I think naming dishes, you know, because, you know, you won't say, give me the chicken breast mozzarella mint strawberry, you know, sandwich. You may call it, again, the strawberry fields. How important is that to give like a little name, like personify your dish?
To me, it's all about the journey of the sandwich. I mean,
right.
To be completely honest with you,
yes.
That sandwich was dreamed up in a U-Haul on the way to Fort Myers to go pick the landscaping up to deck out Gray Bellies. And my wife and I are sitting in there and we're just talking ingredients. And I want to say that, you know, maybe it was the Beatles or something or whatever. But all of a sudden it was, you know, we're thinking strawberries and we're looking to fields. And it just spawned that way. And to me, that's how a lot of Gray Bellies happened,
right.
and still happens, is it's just that artistic way of looking at things. And Strawberry Fields was born.
Well, on the way to Fort Myers, my mom lives there and I used to live there, actually. There's like, you know, you pick farms, you know, and
yeah,
you know,
as
you go through, you know, Central Florida, you'll see a bunch of little farms and, you know, blueberry, like you pick blueberries, you can pick strawberries, you can pick all kinds of things here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But that would make sense. And that, again, little homage to, you know, some of the local produce that you find here in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really cool. It was probably also, too, our first real look at an orange orchard.
Yeah.
And it was mile after mile after mile as far as you could see. And it's just been such a really cool experience to dive into the local flavors and exactly
if
Florida has.
If you've never been to Florida, or maybe you just stick to the coasts, do yourself a favor and go from coast to coast. And I call it cows and oranges because that's all it is, just cows and oranges. Like, Florida's a big ranch state.
A lot of people don't know that. Most people don't think that.
But the Colliers down in Collier County, you know, Naples area and stuff like that, you know, big cattle farmers, big ranchers. And unfortunately, you know, some of the smaller farms are getting bought up by some of the conglomerates. But there's a lot of head of cattle here. And again, the state at its most, you know, at that bell shape, that you know, the widest part of the Florida is maybe like 160 miles. It's not a long drive. It takes about 2.5 hours to go coast to coast, and that's from like the Space Coast, like to Tampa would be probably be like, you know, directly across, like latitude wise. But Fort Myers takes me about 3.5 hours to go visit, and the whole time, you know, as soon as you leave the coast, that's all it is orange groves, cattle ranches.
Yeah, it's a very, very wonderful drive. It really is. It's not your stereotypical boring drive at all. Right. It's really cool.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful, and it gives you a sense of what Florida really has to offer. Like, we are a big agricultural state.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. You won't tell if you're in Miami or Orlando, but, you know, for the most part, a lot of people have, like, their roots. So I think for anyone, you know, to as far as having a creative, being able to use some of the local citrus, the local strawberries and berries that are grown, man, embrace it, you know.
Absolutely. See, got it. He's hooked.
Jesse's officially embraced the low cafe.
I love creativity because they're so, like, if I see another mozzarella sticks on a menu, and I guarantee they're not freshly made mozzarella, and I guarantee it's not freshly made breading, it comes frozen off a damn truck, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, so when I see a kitchen that actually goes above and beyond, like makes a, you know, I mean, I'm not opposed to fried mozzarella, like do it, but just make your own buffalo in-house mozzarella, make your own, you know, breading, or just change it, just make it
unique.
Make it your own. Yeah. Just give some thought to it, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm gonna get off that soapbox because that just frustrates me. I think there's so much creativity that be had, and I think just some restaurants just get a little lazy, you know. Or they're afraid to get rid of those type of things that they know 90% of people know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's familiar.
Right.
Familiar territory. And
it just increases their menu.
They want to have some, or
too much stuff on their menu. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so
whatever you guys do, don't ignore those go-to things though, too. Like for instance, we have an authentic Philly cheesesteak.
Oh.
And it's served on an Amarosa roll straight from Philadelphia, and we use a 100% ribeye. And I'm telling you, that cheesesteak is, again, it's like our crab cake. Bar none, I think it's one of the best there is.
Well, I'm going to take your challenge, David. I'm going to go.
Because
I know a thing or two about crab cakes. My grandfather was actually Pennsylvania Dutch, grew up in Delaware.
Then you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
then
yeah.
You know.
You know what the, that's not scruples, it's a poor man's dish. Scrapple.
Scrapple.
Yeah.
Oh, my heavens.
You know Scrapple?
Oh, I know Scrapple.
Yeah, that's a Delaware staple up there, boy.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you're talking the same language, and let me just ask, because so many people will put up a, you know, as soon as you mention, you know, I got a good Philly. Well, one of the first things they ask is like, well, where you get your bread, dude? Is it really Philadelphia bread? Like, you can't get, like, bread's a big thing. And then you mentioned croissants and some of the other artisan rolls that you're making. How big is the bakery? Like, are you sourcing
your breads? We're very shocked, Jesse, that we are actually able to get an Amarosa roll here in Florida.
Good.
So it's a 10-inch roll directly from Philadelphia.
Wow.
So we're very spoiled when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
Bread is everything. I mean, we have a sourdough. We have a challah. We have a multi-grain wheat. The buttery croissant is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And then an everything bagel. There's also flour tortillas. And then for those that, again, want to stay away from the carbs, look, we'll put anything in a green leaf lettuce wrap.
Mm.
Might be a little harder to eat, but, you know, hey, that's part of a good sandwich is, you know, it should be hard to eat.
I'd like to use a fork with my sandwich.
Absolutely.
Get up all those droppings.
Sure. I mean, if you're walking away from a sandwich with nothing on you or clean fingers, to me, I just don't think you've had a sandwich.
Yeah.
You know what the worst part of a sandwich is? And I'll let you jump in, darling. Is that last bite with nothing, no condiment, no, not even a lettuce, not even a smidge of a crumb of a tomato left. And it's just like bread. And it's just like, but I wanted to finish it, but it's just bread.
I love bread. I don't care about that.
Yeah, see, I just want stuff all the way through. You know what I'm saying, like we have all the way to the last bite.
We have stuff all the way through. Right. One of our sandwiches is called a gray belly, and on the gray belly, and I'll be embarrassed if I get it wrong, but there's ham, salami, turkey, bacon, ribeye, lettuce, tomato, whole grain mustard, garlic mayonnaise between two pieces of challah bread. And it stands probably 6 to 8 inches tall. And it's surprising to see how some people attack this sandwich. And believe me, it's between all the bread is what you're saying, Jess. Every bite.
I eat kitchen sinks.
There you go.
If there's something on the menu called a kitchen sink, I am up to the challenge. I will do it. I've actually done a couple eating challenges. Not my proudest moments, but I'm not opposed. I'm not opposed to challenging myself. No,
didn't Dairy Queen have a kitchen sink? And wasn't it like every scoop of ice cream under the sun?
Yeah, it was like a $30 thing. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Way cool.
So we're kind of closing in. Hold on. Daniel Harkness says, don't forget the cheese, Dad.
Oh, you see? I knew I was going to embarrass myself. It's Swiss cheese and Munster as well. Oh, my heavens. See?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't go home. Keep me here. I can't go home.
It's a lot of ingredients.
Before we leave, I do want to mention, because we're running out of time.
I know.
And I do see a question up there about your scheduling your tasting events. I want you to get this in. I don't want you to miss it. Why you're
GB Sellers.
Yes.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask
at gmail.com. Yes. And you can jump right in, Darlene. You can sign up through there and get on our mailer and get into these wine tastings. We actually have a high-end wine dinner coming. We're just so privileged that my sister and my brother-in-law are involved in what we're doing. Their juice is bar none. A lot of what we get is product that is not in Brevard County. Mm-hmm. And it's, you never have to worry about getting a bad bottle of wine. You know, Tim and my sister, they just go through it all. They classify the wines. They know what they like. They bring in only the good stuff. And because of that, our prices are a lot less than what you would find someplace else. Mm-hmm. Because we believe in sharing the grapes.
So you also offer a wine club, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to get that in because I did remember you talking about that.
Yeah, so
GB Sellers.
So for those that don't know, what is GP Sellers?
It's Gray Belly Sellers. It's GB Sellers. Right. It's it's a wine club that you can give us your email, and as wine comes in that is unique to Florida and Brevard mm-hmm. County, we let you know it's coming. You can come to a tasting. You can order. And then within 3 or 4 days, your wine comes in, and then you pop back in and pick it up to go.
So you're offering retail wine
Absolutely,
sales.
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
That's what I wanted to convey.
Sorry, Jess, that was tough.
No, it's okay.
Did
it's okay.
Kill us
on
that
one? Because we hadn't talked about that at all. So.
Right. So I want to make sure that people know all the different concepts. Okay. So when they visit you, they know they could take a bottle of wine to go.
Absolutely. Right. Yes. Absolutely.
Perfect. Yes. Well, I love this conversation. We only got a couple minutes left. Darlene, why don't you take us out and allow David to maybe plug some other events or hours or anything else? Websites, anything?
Yeah. So I just wanted to talk about our guest next week. Her name is Kayla Ellis. She is with Kayla.camera.eats on Instagram if you want to check her out. She does, I wrote it down because she calls them custom grazing boards, which is not just, you know, your cheese and meats, your typical cheese and meats. You have to look at these pictures. They are off the chain. You can have breakfast. You can have snacks. You can have all kinds of parties with these boards. She makes them. She sells them. She is going to be here next week talking about all the things that she does, the different items that she does, how she does them, and just all kinds of different things. She's absolutely amazing, and she's also a photographer. So I just wanted to let you know she will be here next week. So check her out on Instagram. She also has a website. I cannot remember her website, but if you check out her Instagram, you'll find it there. So that's what we're doing next week. And do you have anything else you'd like to add?
One last question. Yes. Any plant-based dishes?
At this time, no. We do have a salad plate. We do have custom salads.
Okay.
But we're not doing like a plant-based burger or anything along those lines.
Sure.
But we can definitely create something for that person that is conscious that way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And just really in closing, the crab cakes, Virginia, my wife, she's the woman behind the cake. I can't thank my son Daniel enough for his dedication.
Yay.
My sister and my brother-in-law and just the whole community for welcoming us to Melbourne. And I can't be more humbled by the response and just the welcoming that we received.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you so much, David. Awesome having you here. Again, tune in each and every week, Thursdays at 5 on Facebook. And, of course, if there's anything that comes up to your mind or maybe you missed a show or you want to find something more about any of the shows that we've had and any of the guests, do email us, spacecoastpodcast@hotmail.com. We'd be more than happy to address those questions, concerns, recommendations, et cetera, et cetera. This has been Space Coast Eats, a delicious podcast from all of us here. Darlene and Jesse, have a great one. May all your meals be delicious. And, of course, all of your podcasts be from Space Coast Podcast Network. Until next time, we'll see you guys. Take care.